take him wherever though. Everywhere make him known. I wanna make some clones. Yeah.
Modeling Christ alone.
I take his name around everywhere I go. Every city, every town, I will make him known. His mission got me bound, trying to make some clones. Model Christ alone.
Yo, we are back, episode 75. 75 of them things are not the same podcast. Bible study hosted by this one word right here, Mr. C. Michael. That one word over there, Mr. Rob Redeem. We're glad, gracious, and very happy to be back with y'all for another not the same podcast Bible study. Hey, man, we got a good one tonight. I'm going to let Rob say the title, man, because I forgot it already. I'm looking at it right now, but I'm messing with this brother. But y'all will get it when he say the title. But nah, man, I'm very happy to be back with y'all. We are very happy to be back with y'all, man. We do not take it lightly to do these Bible studies. And, hey, man, hopefully y'all will enjoy it and be encouraged and enlightened by what the Word of God is rooted in my brother's heart as well as mine for tonight. If you are watching this right now on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or any bootleg stream, wherever you're looking, appreciate y'all looking, man. But while you're looking, go ahead and do something like what you see on the screen right here. Hold on, let me hit it right here. Yeah, in a few minutes, because it's doing what it wants to do. But yeah, in a few minutes, man, hit that like button when you see it. Right there. Hit the like button like you see on the screen as well. Hit the subscribe button if you have not subscribed to Not the Same Podcast. And lastly, hit the notification bell on whatever stream you're watching us on. If you're on Twitter, go and give us a follow on Twitter. If you're on X, I call it Twitter, one word. My mama called it Twitter. Your daddy called it Twitter. It's Twitter.
I'm going to call it Twitter.
Follow us on X. If you're on Instagram, follow us on Instagram. If you're on Facebook, follow us on Facebook. You see all the handles, there we go. The handles right down there below my name. Use those handles right there to follow us, and we would appreciate it. Go ahead, bro.
Also, we want to give a big shout out to our rebroadcasters, our MTMV Famo, Life Show TV, Takeover Radio, Praise 365, yes, Parable Radio, RYC Praise News, Hybrid Radio and Podcast Network, as well as the 520 Collective. Big those salute. Are the rebroadcasters of the Not the Same Podcast as we know of. You know, I always kind of tease. I was kind of teased about it, but some of it fall on us also. But shout out to those who are rebroadcasting the Not the Same Podcast.
D, good evening, sis. Good to see you, Reverend. Good to see you, sir.
What's going on? Salute.
Yeah, big salute to everyone that's in there, man, all the silent watchers. We appreciate y'all, man. Also, if you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Music or Amazon Music or whatever type of audio listening platform you're listening to us to, man, do us a solid, man. Give us a 5-star review. And keep listening, man. Let us know what you think about it, man. Give us a comment or something so we'll know you out there on the listening platforms. Because sometimes, because I see my brother and my brother see me and we see the comments, we forget about y'all people over there listening, man. But y'all, we can't do it without you as well.
Cannot do it without you as well.
All right, man. Go ahead, bro.
So before we get into this, man, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now thanking you and praising you for yet another opportunity to dig into your word, Lord God. I ask that you allow my brother and I to decrease as you increase in us, Heavenly Father. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way. Open up the ears and the heart so it can produce ripe fruit that you may get the glory in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Amen.
Amen. All right, man, let's get into it. The Bible study, the title for the Bible study is, Mr. Davis.
It's a long one, folks. It's a long one. As long as you're walking with God, you never can be late. I'm going to say it again. As long as you're walking with God, you can never be late. What I mean by that is a lot of times we get so caught up in what other people have, or it's not going right for me. It's like every time I take 2 steps forward, I take 10 steps back. And we have to understand, if you're in God's will, when you get to your destination, you're not going to be late, because it's ordained and it's divine for you to be there. It's an appointed time for you. And a lot of times we want the now when we're not supposed to. We want the blessing now and we're not ready for the now. We don't realize it, but we're not ready for the now. Or we've dug such a hole for ourselves that we have to let some of those bad seeds sprout up. And we've talked about this before, so we could pluck them so we can be ready for the now. Because if God gives us what we want now and we still dealing with some of those bad seeds, or we're still dealing with some of those bad decisions or bad investments, it'll choke out the blessing now. So we can go ahead and get started with this and go in. And y'all just come on and let's dive in.
All right, man, we're gonna go to a definition. The definitions will be for the word appointed.
You know, yes,
appointed. So we're gonna go with the Webster's, aka Oxford, definition. Webster's, aka Oxford's definition of time of or place decided on beforehand, designated. She arrived at the appointed time.
Yes, and that's very appointed. I mean, very important. She arrived at the appointed time. Again, mm-hmm. we're talking about as long as you're walking with God, you never can be late, regardless of how you feel or what it looks like. Bible definition, sir.
Got you. All right. Biblical definition: to fix, settle, to establish, or to make fast when he appointed the foundations of the earth. Number two, to constitute, ordain, or fix by decree, order, or decision.
Yeah, to constitute or ordain. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and get into this. And as we go, we'll elaborate on the scriptures or whatever the case may be. This is what I will tell anybody who is discouraged and dealing with something right now. If you got a TV on or whatever the case may be, pay attention tonight, because I think that the Lord gave us something special with this one. Because I know as I was giving it, I'm going to tell you, the Lord gave me this yesterday. He gave me the title back on March 12th, because I always put when he give me a title in my phone. And my brother had two Bible studies. I came home yesterday, sat down in front of this computer. I prayed, and this is what God gave me.
Amen.
So we'll start off. It's first you have to know God is walking with you. So no, you good. You good. These are the scriptures. You have to know that God is walking with you. You can't walk with God if you don't know he's walking with you. That's why it says, as long as you're walking with God, you can never be late. But if you doubt in the fact if he's walking with you or not, you have to know. You have to know without a shadow of a doubt that God is walking with you. And we'll go ahead and we're going to go into Psalms as well as not two Psalms. That's a typo for anybody that's like, what's two Psalms? No, it's not a rapper. He just accidentally put it two up there.
Oh, I can't focus on my Lord.
Also,
two Psalms.
Also, if you never caught our Bible study and you caught our other shows, we are still just as goofy on our Bible show. I mean, Bible study, because you can have fun in the Lord. Goodness. Then we're going to Genesis, Deuteronomy, Hebrews, and Psalms again. So we'll be in Psalms in a few of these things. And the first thing we're talking about, first know that God. You killing me over there, bro. First know that God is walking with you.
All right. All right, the second Psalms. Two chains and two songs.
Christian Psalms 9 and 10 is what we go. That's the Christian version.
Christian version of two chains. He got two songs. All right, man. Anyway, all right. Yeah, second Psalms 9 and 10. That's hilarious. All right, second Psalms chapter 9, verse 10. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
So once again, those who trust in you will put their those who know your name will trust in you. For you, the Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. We have to seek the Lord daily. This is what it talks about in Romans, and we're not going to Romans, where it says, meditate on his word day and night. You know, what's the other one in Romans that talks about study the word? I can't even, I'm drawing a blank right now. I get it's it. But right. Psalms 145 and 18. So now. Give me a second.
All right, Psalms 145 and 18. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth.
Okay, and the scripture I was thinking about is Romans 10 and 7, 17, when it says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of the of God. So walking in that faith, and the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Once again, you have to know that you're walking with God. And he's near as long as you're calling up on him and you're calling up on him in truth. And what I mean by that is you're going to have to call up on the Lord and pray, even if it don't feel like he's there. So sometimes We don't feel like it. I don't feel like praying. Shoot, sometimes I do stuff that I feel like I ain't worthy to even be talking to the Lord because we live in this fleshly body and we make mistakes. Nobody's going to be perfect out here. Now, I'm not justifying habitual sin or any of that, but what I am saying, don't beat yourself up so much that, well, the Lord just don't love me no more. That's a lie from the pits of hell. I don't want anybody ever to think about that. But if you don't pray and call on the Lord, he's going to always seem far away. So if you're not opening your mouth to pray on him, because it says the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. If you never call upon him, of course he's going to seem far away because you're not taking that time to tap in. Go ahead, see. Yeah.
You know, the life of David is a good example for our Christian life, man. You think about it, David failed miserably all the time. But when David's chapter was done in earth, and I mean the book of but I'm saying his life, when his life was done, God called him David, a man after my own heart. David messed up royally, royally, but he never stopped calling upon the name of the Lord. They always say David inquired of the Lord. David was always repenting. He was quick to repent. And I think that's, you know, a good example for us, man, is like a lot of times, we talk about this all the time, I guess it's just real life, man. A lot of times we feel like you are a failure because you make a mistake. Well, if you think just because you make one mistake, you're a failure, well, you're going to be a failure every day because you're going to make mistakes. You got to get over that, man, but you still got to do what God has showed you to do.
Yeah, amen to that. Genesis 28 and 15.
Gotcha.
And again, he going to always seem far away if you're not talking.
Mm-hmm. All right, Genesis 28 and 15. Behold, I am with you. And we'll keep you wherever you go, and we'll bring you back to this land, and I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you.
This is what I want you to understand. What God has shown you, ask yourself this question. What has God shown you or spoken to you? And then you have to remember that. Because, you know, sometimes you'll be like, man, the Lord placed on my heart that I was going to do this. But then you get out of his will, and now you're questioning God. You got to remember 2 Corinthians, and we're not going here, but 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 talks about the Lord's promises is yes and amen. That means yes, and so be it. So if he promised you something, it's not like if I promise you something and I break your promise, whether it be on purpose, by accident, circumstance, stuff happens with us. His promises, he's not a man that he should lie. His promises are yes and amen. So if God has told you this is going to be for you, then you have to understand, look, those words he's spoken to you, he says, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. Now, he's talking to the children of Israel, if I'm not mistaken, in this scripture. But I want you to say, until I have done what I have spoken to you, he said, I will not leave you until I have done. So that means until your time is over, like he's not going anywhere. Only person that can leave in this relationship between us and the Lord is us.
Right.
And we'll talk more about that in a minute.
And like Rob said, this was addressed to the children of Israel, man. But I think they are a great example of what this scripture is even talking about. Children of Israel were promised the promised land. And they did make it to the promised land. Now, all these sapsuckers didn't make it, you know, because they was tripping, they was wilding out. But he did whatever he promised to that people group, the children of Israel, which is now, if you trace it back, are basically the Jewish people. You know what I'm saying? What he promised to those people, he has never not kept it, even to this day. Yeah. And, you know, majority of, you know, literal Jews don't even call Jesus their Lord and Savior. Yeah. What broke Jew you ever seen? He ain't never left his promise. And they turned his back and messed, not just them in particular, but you look at the children of Israel, they was complaining, backbiting. God literally made food fall out the sky. And they got sick of it. I'm sick of this manna. Why can't we have this like the other nations? You crazy, one word. I'm literally dropping food from the sky. You know what I'm saying? And they still was upset. And he never broke his promises with them.
He did.
JB, what's up, bro?
JB, what's popping? I think that's a perfect example of just how we are now and going back to when you seek his face. Because even in there, and we can move on because this is not about the children of Israel. Even when they complained about the manna, you know what God did? Okay, well, let me give you some quail to eat here.
Right.
So even when we're complaining, sometimes it's not all the time, but sometimes God do bless the mess and be like, let me show you I'm real. Take a little extra off the top. You know what I mean? And then it'd be a blessing, but we have to remain grateful and always be with a thankful heart. You know, Deuteronomy 31 and 6, brother.
All right, Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one, capital, who goes with you.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, my bad. He will not leave you or forsake you.
And that's the part that we have to remember, because sometimes it get cold out here, you know, to somebody going through a divorce, it can get cold. To somebody mm-hmm. who's lost a child, it can get very cold and lonely. Somebody who, single parent, whatever the case, jobless, homeless, these are the things that you have to stand on if you are doing exactly what we're talking about, which is as long as you're walking with God, you can never be late. But mm-hmm. in those things, instead of blaming God, what we have to learn how to do is, Lord, show me me. Lord, show me what I need to be doing. Because a lot of times we'll blame God for something that we did on our own. We knew we shouldn't mm-hmm. have been in a relationship, and we still mm-hmm. did it. We knew we shouldn't mm-hmm. have left the one job to go to the other spot because we allowed somebody mm-hmm. to get on our nerves, and we mm-hmm. still did it. You know, mm-hmm. now some things we just don't have any control of. But right. on other things where we made decisions, because we live in a cursed earth, but in other things where we made decisions and now we blaming God for our stupidity or our ignorance, you can't do that. So you just got to remember what he said, though. He is the one who goes with you. He will not mm-hmm. leave you nor forsake you. So even when you're at the bottom, he's still right there with you.
Yeah, and I think that is so encouraging, man. Like, I say this scripture a lot, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we are encouraging people. My brother Rob, we was on the phone today, and he was walking through his job, and he was in just, hey, how you doing? Smile. I was messing with calling him Obama. You know, I was like, man, you kissing the babies and everything. But it's a good thing because my brother is an encourager. I am an encourager. But, you know, sometimes the people who are called to encourage get discouraged.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
these are some of the scriptures I go to re-encourage myself. Like, well, you said you'll never leave me. And like, but I say it like that. I'm talking to God. Though. You said
right.
in this book, you'll never leave me or forsake me. You know what I'm saying? And but it's the word is so encouraging and so good, man. So good, bro. So rich. Bro.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, if we seem like Bible geeks right now, yes, we are. We love the word.
Yeah.
Even if you caught me on a bad day, I still love them. Hey.
The awesome thing about the word, man, is that you can be in sin, you can be angry, you can be cussing mad. That word will come up. If you got the word in you, it'll come up and it'll check your butt.
She did. So today when I was on the phone with you, mm-hmm. D walked up and called me Bruce Jr. when you called me Obama.
Uh-huh.
Can't help it, man. Just friendly Bob over this joint that time.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. All right, we next going to Hebrews 13:5-9. Hebrews 13:5-9, verse 5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's scripture confirming scripture. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, those whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried away with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have occupied them.
Okay, so knowing God is the same yesterday, today, and forever helps us not fall into the whatever we hear makes sense or make us feel good. And what I mean by that, listen, this is very popular nowadays, where you grab this phone, get on TikTok and Instagram and just be scrolling. And you get all types of various doctrines that sound good and make you feel it relates to the people, whether you black, mm-hmm. white, Mexican, etc. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. See, they talk to the black man right there. And mm-hmm. you can fall into that because mm-hmm. it sounds good. It's like what mm-hmm. the Bible talks about, itchy ears. You have to remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. You dig what I mean? And that helps us remember not to fall into those TikToks and those mm-hmm. Instagrams or your mm-hmm. partner or somebody all of a sudden they man, I'm Mother Earth. You know what I mean? Like whatever you whatever it is, or I'm spiritual more than religious. All of that stuff right there. If you are, I'm talking to Christians. If that's you and you tuning in, I ain't knocking you. Yeah. That's what it is. But I can introduce you to somebody where you won't be up and down off of the sage, which way the wind was blowing and your incense went the wrong way. And now you think you're damn. That's not it. And I'm not cursing. I'm being serious right now. Right. These are the tricks of the enemy. I'm it serious, is. Man. It's the tricks of the enemy, and people feeling, feeling God is not with them anymore. The moment you step out of His will, God is still the same. You know what the difference is? You're no longer submitted. So when you go over there and you decide to do that, the only person who's changed in that relationship, because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
He is.
The only person to change is us. Yeah. I've changed before on Him. C's changed before on Him. Everybody 100%. At the sound of my voice and under the sun has changed and switched up on God. Even if it's the littlest thing. It don't have to be big and mega all the time. It could be just the littlest thing. We've all done it. That's why you got to repent daily.
And let me say this too, as a black Christian, you know, a lot of times we got to be careful because we've been a persecuted people.
You
know, we have been hated on, prejudiced. You know, we've been prejudiced. We've called prejudice in workplaces, and we have to be very careful that we don't lean to our black pride, which is not terrible because we see other nationalities have pride for their race. And we go overboard, and then we accept everything black is golden.
Yeah.
Because some of y'all is trifling, but you're black. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some of y'all got issues, but you're black. You know, and there's not a black Jesus and a white Jesus. I know it was a black Jesus on Good Times back in the day. That was just a painting. That's not reality. There's not a Jesus for the blacks and a Jesus for the whites. It's one Jesus.
Yeah.
It's one God for us. You know what I'm saying? He's for all. And God the same yesterday, today, and forever, which means He was for all nations, not just one, and not just for one sect. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
We just got to be careful of that, man, because us black people, because we've been so marginalized and picked on, and it's not a lie. You know what I'm saying? Trust, I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee. Anybody that grew up in Memphis, my last place I stayed in before I moved to St. Louis is Olive Branch, Mississippi. I can tell you some stories where I could be very, very hateful to other races. But because of the blood of Jesus, I can't be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think if you're dealing with that, ask God to help you with that. Because I know a lot of us, you can find yourself in it like, them white folks, these other folks. No. Yeah. Who's the source? Rob would tell you. I used to tell Rob that all the time. Who's the source?
Yeah. Everybody don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about the enemy. The enemy is the source. And I want to say this because he said it ain't the black Jesus. We ain't saying it's the blue-eyed Jesus that was sitting there.
I ain't saying that neither.
Not that cat with the perm. So I just want to put
what Lecrae said with them skinny lips, like Lecrae said.
So because and we joking about it, but y'all have no idea. When you get on a platform, people will take an excerpt and then use that excerpt and say this is what Not the Same is about.
No.
So we make light of it, but no, we're not. We're not saying that. We're not saying that the painting that the slaves used to make that the masters used to make the slaves submit to them, the white Jesus portrait is the right one. That's not what we're saying. You dig what I mean? No. So just hear us.
And let me say we'll say this and we'll move on. You seen people from Iraq and Iran near where Jerusalem is? Do they look like that picture? No. Do they look like us? No. There you go. There you go. You know, it ain't got to be the perfect example of what Jesus looked like. What do people look like over in that area? I mean, all you got to do is use a little gray matter and think for a little bit. You ain't going to have no blonde hair and blue eyes. And it ain't going to look just like us neither. Just think a little bit. What'd you say?
Just Google it. Images
of people that's around Jerusalem. What they look like. They don't look like me, and they don't look like them neither. There you go. They may be darker skin, but there's a difference, you know. So, hey, all right, man, where we going next? I don't know how we got off
Psalms
on that.
Psalms 139:7.
Help us, Lord. Help us all. 139. See, it ain't gonna let me. Give me 1 second, brother.
No problem, brother.
Do some different type of scroll.
We'll let them Google while you getting that.
And let y'all say lie on that. Google and be like, I never thought about doing that. Yeah, think about it one word. All right. Psalms 139:7. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence?
Yep, that's it. It's important to know that God is with us even when it doesn't feel like He is. We walk by faith and not by sight or feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is the biggest thing that we get caught up in. I feel. And then sometimes you can feel your way right on up out of the will of God, you know, so I don't want y'all to get caught up in that, man. And we walk by faith and not by sight. And it's hard. C said this a couple of weeks ago. We could see each other. We could see that mm-hmm. bill that came in the mail. We mm-hmm. could see the BM or the BD acting up. If you don't know what that mm-hmm. is, baby mama and baby daddy, or, mm-hmm. or the spouse or the kids, we yeah. see that. But we still have to trust in the Lord. And I'm not saying it's some mythical thing. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm telling you, if you are a born-again confessing Christian, it mm-hmm. is very important to know that as long as you're walking with God, because we're going to transition into the next topic, you yeah. can never be late.
Amen. Next topic.
Trusting God is key. We're going to go through Psalms, as you can see, 1 John, Proverbs, and Isaiah. I'm not going to keep saying so. Y'all see all the Psalms in there. So let's get it.
Okay, brother, give me a second. You see all the songs in that one word.
I'm like, because I don't want to just keep going, man. That's hey. Oh, you know what? But for the listeners, I'm sorry, because we always do this. For the listeners, we'll be going to Psalms 62 and 8, Psalms 28 and 7, 1 mm-hmm. John 5 and 14, Psalms 20 and 7, Psalms 56, 3 through 4, mm-hmm. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, Proverbs 28, 26, and Isaiah 12 and 2. So that's for my listening audience. We apologize because, again, we get so caught up in the live feed that sometimes yeah. we forget to spell those things out.
Yeah, Rob was tripping. All right, Psalm 62 and 8.
my brother's keeper.
Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah.
Look, man, mm-hmm. all you people, then you know what I mean? That's for everybody. Trust in him at all times. Pour your hearts yeah. before him. God is our refuge. Selah. Yeah. That's it. You know what I mean? So it's very important that we trust in God is key. And that's what we're in right now. You can't trust God. You know how we say we trust somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Or here's a professional one. Trust but verify. You know? that's yes. for my corporate people and my professional people. It's always a trust but verify. With the yeah. Lord, you trust him. He'll verify his word. You dig what Amen. I mean? It's And how you verify is by walking that thing out, yeah. not questioning.
All right, Psalms 28, chapter 28 and verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him.
That's just, again, we're talking about trusting. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. For everybody, please listen. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Don't let your joy go anywhere. Sometimes you can be down. You can feel a certain way. As yeah. long as you have joy, you are good. That's why it says, yeah. therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. You have to remember what God brought you from and what he yeah. brought you through in the past sometimes when you're going through in the present. Lord, you got me through that one. I know you're going to get me through this one. And you got to remember his timing is not our timing.
Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength, man. Yeah, never man. Let nobody take your joy, for real. All right, First John
5 and 14.
All right. Give me a second here. All right, 1 John 5 and 14. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
If it's according to his will, remember what I said earlier. Sometimes you may be going through something and you was outside of God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to get rid of the trash, take that out, get into God's will so that anything you ask according to his will, he hears us.
Yeah.
When we be praying, God ain't answering my prayer. Is it mm-hmm. his will? I mean, it's saying right. it's telling you right here, you know, right. ask and he'll give it to you if it's in his will.
God is not a genie. So everything you pray for, you ain't getting. God is not a genie. It don't work like that. What Rob said, that part that he said that was very, very key, according to his will. And that's mm-hmm. a lot of things that you can get according to his will. You just got to find it in the Bible. My pastor's wife was, pastor allowed his wife to teach this Sunday. And she said something so key. She was like, you know, sometimes we jump very, very quick to pray for something. And we ain't found in the scripture to have faith that we can even believe to get what we're praying for. So you kind of doing it out of order. So sometimes we praying for something, but we ain't found biblical principle to stand on in the Bible to have faith to even believe what we even trying to pray for. So we doing it out of order. It's right to pray. Dig that. 100% it's right to pray. But you ain't got no faith in something. You know, and whatever's not a faith with God is almost a sin.
Yeah.
You know, almost. It is sin. You know what I'm saying? You know, so you got to think about it. So if you stand, like, say you want a house, well, you find a scripture where you can stand on, like, hey, I can get me a house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you ain't going to find no scripture that say, you know, I want this other person's spouse. There is no scripture. It does not exist. Or, you know, in a scripture, you know, I want to, I'm tired of my son, I'm going to kill him. There ain't no scripture. Yeah, I'm tired of my neighbor, I get to kill him. It don't exist. So sometimes you praying for something, you ain't getting no answers because there's no biblical principle to stand on to even get that prayer answered, if that makes sense. Go ahead, bro.
No, you on it, bro. Psalms 20:7. You absolutely on it, according to his will.
Salute to Pastor Patsy. I'm going to give her props, my pastor's wife. All right, Psalms 20, what'd you say, 20 and 7?
20 and 7. Yeah, okay. 20 and 7.
Here we go. All right, Psalms 20 and 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of our Lord, of the Lord our God.
When I said there's nothing new under the sun,
mm-hmm.
This is it here. Chariots and horses. What are you putting your trust in? Your job, spouse, people, money, kids, possessions?
Right.
Yeah, possessions. Like, what are you putting your trust in? Because if your trust is in anything outside of, and I'm not saying that you're not supposed to trust people. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
But people should not be the number one person that you trust. If you're married, it should be God, your spouse, and your kids.
Right.
Not God, your kids, your spouse. Then you it has to be order. Like C was just talking about order. If God is not first, if you're a Christian, if God is not first in your hierarchy order, then it's wrong. If you're married and your spouse don't come before the kids, or if you're the parent single and your kids come before you, it's God, kids, then you have to flip it because you have to be before the kids in order to train them up in the way they should go. So if it's God, you, then you supply and provide your kids. But if you're putting God first, it allows you to have the wisdom to know how to navigate to raise your kids the way that you need to raise them and training up in the way they should go.
Man, that's good, bro. That's good. Man, you know, because, I mean, this further illustrates, especially now with the chariots and horses and all that, that's real life. You
that's know, real life right now, bro.
Cars, horses, jobs, like Rob was saying, like Rob was saying, man, but we have to remember, God got to always be first. And if he ain't, there's a problem. You know, order have to be right. Like Rob was saying, you know, God, if you married your spouse, then the kids. Because a lot of people, you know, married people, they put their kids before their spouse, and their spouse get upset, and they dipset.
Yeah.
Out of order, you know?
Yeah.
Be like, well, you can go, but you keep these kids. You know, you telling your other member of your spouse that they're not important. You know what I'm saying? They are less valuable than the children that y'all made together. That don't make sense. All right, man, where are we going to next? Psalms 56:3-4. All right, give me a second. I'll be there. All right, Psalm 56, verse 3 and 4. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Very good.
Listen, although God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, listen, folks, we get scared. So, flat out, you will have fearful moments. You 100%. Know what I mean? Like, you will get scared and have those moments. You're human. Don't beat yourself up because you had a moment of fear. You just have to remember, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. So that means that fear is creeping up per the enemy, Satan, the devil, Lucifer, however you want to say it. You know what I mean? Like, that's who's giving you that spirit of fear. God hasn't given you that. He's giving you peace and of a sound mind. And as long as you're walking with God, you will never be late. And and that's what trusting in him, because you have to trust him when you get to these moments where you're in the valley and it's dark. One of the Psalms talk about, yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord thy God is with me. Right? So you have to remember that, because your valley of death can be going on right now. And it could be from whatever, be it your health, be it your bills, be it whatever, your kids. whatever that valley may be right now, just remember that trust in the Lord, man.
And Psalms 3:5-6, what Rob just said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. Number 6, in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. The boy got that word in him. Boy got that word in him.
But it is what it is. Trust it without, and lean into your own understanding. It goes back to I feel, well, I think I should, and you don't never pray about it. And then you'd be like, well, why it ain't working? Have you sought God out on how to do it? And if you don't know how to do that, pray and then expect an answer. If you're in a Bible plan, before you read your Bible plan, pray. See, we pray when we go live with y'all, but we also pray beforehand. Before the Lord gave me this, I prayed. And this is how good God is. You can have a bad day. May not be the perfect day. You could do something, slip up, whatever the case may be. And let me put this out there for some of the people who think every time a Christian say they slipped up, it's not always sexual sin, folks.
No.
There's so many other slip-ups that's convicting for believers that has nothing to do with sexual sin. It could be alcohol. It could be smoking. It could be cursing. It could be thoughts. It could be doing something way more than spending time with the Lord. So when you have, when I say slip-up, I don't want anybody to ever be like, well, I know he ain't talking to me because I don't do that. But what is it that you do that takes your time away from the Lord? So let me put that out there. But yeah, trust the Lord with all your heart and stop leaning to your own understanding.
All right, where are we going next, bro?
Proverbs 28:26.
Proverbs 28:26. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered.
Enough said.
You old fish eye fool. That's what you say.
No, seriously with this one. It says doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results is the definition of insanity.
Yes.
You know, trusting in your own way and how you want to do it and your grand scheme of things and your plan and your you ain't prayed about it, then that's foolish. That's foolish. Isaiah 12:2.
All right. Isaiah 12:2.
Yeah.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, that's another name for God, is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation.
So for those of you who are believers, look, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. That's what we have to get back to. Sometimes as believers, we can be saved for so long. I know that. And we forget that. Yes. If y'all watched the Faith and Music show last week, I gave props to one of our officers who always says amazing. You know what I mean? That's remembering. You know, and remembering where you come from. So sometimes you got to remember, again, where God brought you from and understand that he is your strength and your song. And he's become your salvation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. So we going into our last section, man, which is God timing is not ours. I think this is where we so miss it. Why didn't I get? How come they have? What's going on with me? Something's got to be wrong with me. And we start internalizing and blaming ourselves. God timing is not ours. And you may not be ready for what it is you think you're ready for. And if you are, you have to ask him, how do I properly steward over what you have given me? Mm-hmm. We'll be going to Lamentations 3:25-26, Psalms 37:7, Romans 8:28, Jeremiah 29:11, everybody, very, very popular scripture. Proverbs 16:9, and then we're going to end with Isaiah 43:18-19.
All right, Lamentations 3:25-26. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
So waiting quietly here meaning not complaining, constantly doubting, wholeheartedly trusting God as you seek his guidance.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again, not complaining, constantly doubting. We all do it. And wholeheartedly, not just halfway, like, I think God got me. Man, I don't know. You know, so That's waiting quietly.
And you get to that point by having experience and trusting God and seeing him come through. You know what I'm saying? If you new to the Lord and all that, you know, you may be like, I don't know, you know. But from experience, you know, it's just like David said, you know, when he came up against Goliath, you know, you the same God that delivered me out the hand of the lion, out this bear. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He started bringing up what God had done before. And this is how you do this, man. You know, you just have to get experience, believe God, step out, trust him, man. I wanted to say this too earlier, bro. You know, when you pray and you asking, you know, you believe in God for something. When God speaks to you, it's not going to be like, hey, go do this. Just for people that don't know. And when I say literally, like, you know, me and Rob was talking, you just heard Rob say, yeah, that's good. You may not literally hear an audible voice. Matter of fact, you probably not going to hear no audible voice. A lot of times, God, there's an inward witness, and you be like, why am I thinking this? It's God speaking to you either through your through the Holy Spirit inside of you, or sometimes it be situations he'll be speaking to you. There's many ways, and you have to learn that. So I just wanted to let you know that to make it very, very plain, because sometimes be like, I've been waiting for God to speak to me, and I ain't never heard nothing yet. And like, because you've been literally wanting to hear with these ears. You listening with the wrong ears.
The wrong ears. Plus, if you heard God speak to you like that, you'd be done with.
Yeah, you probably be like, all right, take me now. Take me now.
Ain't nobody trying.
You be like, who is talking? You hear I am. You like, man, you just gave up. He gave up the ghost.
Done. Nah, Lord, you keep speaking to my heart like you said in your word.
I like it the other way. I thought I was ready for this. I ain't ready.
I ain't ready.
Man, I remember, you know, it was one time. You know how you be dreaming? And, you know, I'm one of these people, man, if I have a nightmare, I wake up, I be saying, Jesus, you know, whatever like that. Krista told me that a million times. So one time, you know, I had this dream, and in my dream, I thought the Lord was in my room, like Jesus, right? And I was like, I don't want to get up. So the thought that, like, I really thought he was there, it wasn't like, oh, let me see. I was like, no, I ain't ready. No, I'm good. I'm straight. I'm sorry. So even in that dream, it was like, nah, dog.
Right.
It ain't like what this ain't like seeing Rob. I love my brother. That's my homie. Nah, this a whole different level. And yeah, I was not ready. No, come back later. I'm straight.
Start right, thinking, man. 37. Your words say nobody seen God and live, not Jesus, God.
All right, so I'm like,
I ain't ready.
I was like, I don't know if this is a dream or not, but I'm gonna keep my eyes closed. Let me go back to sleep. All right, Psalms chapter 37 and verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Because the man who brings wicked schemes to the, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass.
This is the one I want to kind of focus on a little bit. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. This is for all the people who don't fret because of him who prospers in the way of, I was having a conversation with someone and it's the age-old question. How come everybody that's wicked and scheming, it seem like they on top? And people who trying to do it the right way, we just can't get it. And it's like, we got to work harder because the enemy has them tricked already. Yes. So if you're winning because you're scheming, how much harder is it going to be for you to decide, man, I don't know what I need the Lord for? I'm cool. I'm winning over here. Because a lot of people think whenever you believe in Jesus, it's because you're poor. You're weak. You know what I mean? You're weak as a person. You don't have any money. It's a poverty type faith, you know.
Yes, for a lot of people.
I'm serious. Some rich people really do feel that way. And this one is hard, you know, especially when you're going through it and the people who are constantly getting over seems to always be winning in life. But I just want this one part. Do not fret because of those folks. Your time is coming, and you have to remember your timing and God's timing is totally different.
And when it comes to, you know, like a career and financial things, man, let me tell you this, man. In the Bible, God made water come out of the rock. Let me tell you this. I'm a married man that have a home, and I work for a vending company. He made water come out of rock. Trust me. These things shouldn't be. Rob have an idea what type of money I make. It shouldn't be. But God, for his children and for those people who trust him, and it's not all about you being perfect neither. I am so far from perfect. But trust ain't about you being perfect. It's about you trusting. Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? And it's not me or Rob condoning being unperfect on purpose. That's not what I'm saying. But correct. What I'm saying is, from this, man, he will cause the righteous to prosper. And it may not be. I know we always say, man, why are these other people doing right and all that, man? I mean, he can do right for you, though. It don't mean you got to be poor just because you say. And yeah, like man. What Rob was talking about, that mantra, that's a lie from the pit of hell. You ain't got to be. And man. I ain't trying to speak prosperity gospel. That ain't what I'm saying. But I ain't with prosperity gospel. I'm also having prospering in the gospel. I say it that way. I am for that. I'm not using the gospel to prosper, but I'm using it to prosper in my life in the sense of believing him in that way. That's all I'm saying. I want to be careful before they clip one of these things. We knew it about these one words. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. Definitely. Romans 8:28 in the heartbeat.
Romans 8:28. Give me one second. All right, Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose.
The one I wanted you to look at, according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Again, God's timing is not yours. It's not our timing. It's right. According to his purpose, and he will make all things work together for the good of those who love him, not the good of those who call on him when I'm in a need. Not in those who good because my light's out. So I went to church and asked pastor for some help. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's real big in certain communities where people don't never go to the church. But when they need a bill paid, they going straight to the church and then get an attitude because the church didn't pay their electric bill. You know what I mean? So things work together for the good for those who love God, not use them as a genie, not part-time, you know, whatever. And sometimes God do still bless you when it's, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You know, he'll still show you he's real. God gives us a measure of faith. So if you're a babe in Christ, God'll show you he's real just like that. But then for me and C, we gotta walk this thing out.
Gotta walk it out, dog.
It's great. Well, why? Because sometimes even in the church, the enemy could try to creep in like, well, why God bless them so quick? Why you gotta wait? We all are given a measure of faith. And as you mature, you know, the Lord, you mature and you keep going. Sometimes you do gotta wait a little bit. It's a growth process, if you will.
And we gotta be careful of covetedness. One of the first scriptures we read tonight talked about that. And that's in covetedness, what that means is that I want what they get.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And you feel like you are being less than because they got something that you ain't got, and you feel like you being slighted. A lot of times they got something because you ain't got, because you ain't worked. I'm just saying, you know.
Or
some people got it not because they special, not just because they better, not maybe because they just worked. You know, maybe they got more money because they actually saved. No, it could be that.
It's just not for you.
Or it's just not for you. You know what I'm saying?
And I think man. This next scripture is perfect. Jeremiah 29:11.
Yeah, it'll make you feel better. Make you feel better. let me get, hold on. Hold on 1 second. All right, here we go. There we go. All right, Jeremiah 29:11, very popular verse of scripture. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
To give you a future and a hope. So keep trusting in the Lord, you know what I mean? Like what we just talked about, and understanding his timing is not ours. So if God's thoughts first of all, God is not a man that he should lie. I said that a little earlier. And his thoughts definitely not our thoughts, because we'll think on a finite level, something that can end, and he's thinking infinite for what you have.
Yes.
We'll pray one thing and expect this, and then it just be abundance. Like my brother said over there, he's giving me a testimony where he was like, bro, I thought, and it was way bigger. And same over here. I'm like, okay, you know, I kept making a joke last year. I just got to get to July. Got to July, and it was bigger than what I thought. You know what I mean? And it's like, so just remember that. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And this is God talking to us. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. says mm-hmm. the Lord. Thoughts of peace. So that means anxiety, depression, fear, any of those things, he'll give you peace and right. not of evil, you know, yeah. To give you a future and a hope. So that future that you planning for your kids, the future that mm-hmm. you want for yourself, he's going to give you that. You just have to be in his timing and in his will.
And also, thoughts of peace and not of evil, that's God saying the thoughts he have towards you. God mm-hmm. ain't out to get you. He loves you. God ain't your enemy.
Amen to that.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people feel like, well, I feel like God trying to, you know, like he got to teach you something about.
Oh, yeah. No.
You know, my son got asthma, and I guess he trying to teach. No, that ain't, no.
Bro,
no.
Sickness
no, baby
is
girl.
Not
somebody not,
told
no
me
love,
that.
Bro.
Yeah, man. Somebody told me that, man. God gave mm-hmm. you cancer, man, so you could be a tester. Man, God didn't give me cancer. Get on here, out of here with that.
That ain't from the Lord.
That ain't from the Lord. Sickness right. and disease is not from mm-mm. the Lord, man. Mm-mm. Like, man, miss me with that.
And just because sickness and disease is not from the Lord, the fact that it exists don't mean that it's from the Lord. The reason sickness and disease exists, and I'm going to say this very, very quickly and very, very shortly, because of the fall, because of the yes. curse, because of Adam's sin and the fall of man, opened the door to all that. And that's why. And, you know, Google that. And you understand what that means, like Rod said. Google yeah. it.
Well, Proverbs 16 and 9, brother.
We're going to yeah. Proverbs
16 and 9. We'll finish it up tonight, and then we'll let it go. Last two scriptures, folks.
All right.
Proverbs 16 and 9.
A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
Again, if you make plans, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So
yes.
you could put a plan in place. Because without a vision, the people perish. We know this.
Yes.
But the Lord directs his steps. So make your plan and then pray over the plan and, Lord, show me how to execute. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way. For those who struggle with having plans in place and it doesn't go as planned, let the Lord guide you. And that's the best thing I can say. Let the Lord guide you in that plan so you're not stressing and, more importantly, are in his perfect will. Go ahead, Steve.
And a lot of times the plan that God gives you may not make sense to you. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. So, you know, over 15 years ago, there was a point when me and my wife, all our family, now I got a lot of family here, but all the family I grew up around was in Memphis, Tennessee. My father, my mother, her father, her mother, brothers, sisters, cousins, and everybody. And nothing in my life seemed like it was supposed to move to St. Louis. And then there came a point in life where we had a choice to either move to St. Louis or Birmingham, Alabama. Now, in our mind, we thought Birmingham, Alabama made more sense because we were Southerners. We're used to the South. But the Lord wanted us to go here. Thankfully, we had not consulted the Lord. I look where our life is now. And a lot of these things that we see now, we wouldn't have seen in Memphis, Tennessee. It just wouldn't have. And thank God for the leaning on him. You know, acknowledge him in all his ways. And he would acknowledge him in all your ways, and he would direct your paths. There's another scripture that kind of goes to that, man. And I just think it's very important and vital to the Christian life, man, to lean on to him. And you may mess up. It's okay. Repent and keep it moving. You may miss it. It's possible. You know, don't stop. But keep reaching out to him and keep inquiring of him. All right, right now, the last scripture of the night, Isaiah 43:18-19. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
If y'all don't understand that, then when he said, I will even make road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, that yes. seems impossible. He could make yes. the impossible happen.
Yes.
And also remembering that you're a new creation born in Christ is yes. very important to your walk and understanding that you're never late as long as you're walking with God. You know 100%. What I mean? So you're never going to be late because you may say, I got all these obstacles and he makes that river in the desert. And you'd be like, where did this come from? I wasn't expecting right. that check in the mail. I wasn't. And it's not about the money. I'm just saying not how he can make miracles. But you got anything on this seat before we wrap up?
Nah, bro, I'm good.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and do a quick wrap up. We got through the long-winded title of As Long As As Long As You're Walking with God, You Can Never Be Late. Yes. We started off about appointed. I'm not going to go through the for time's sake, I'm not going to go through the definitions again, but I'll go through the topics. The first topic we got to was trusting God is key. The first topic was first you have to know, it says first right there in my face, first you have to know God is walking with you. We went through Psalms, not second Psalms, but just Psalms. Nine through 10, Psalms 145 through 18, Genesis 28 to 15, Deuteronomy 31 and 6, Hebrews 13, 5 through 9, and Psalms 139 and 7. The next topic we got on is trusting God is key. And we talked about Psalms 62 and 8, Psalms 28 and 7, 1 John 5 and 14, Psalms 20 and 7, Psalms 56, 3 through 4, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, mm-hmm. Proverbs 28 and 26, a lot of scriptures tonight, I didn't realize that. Isaiah 12 and 2. And then last but not least, what we just got done is God's timing is not ours. It's very important that we understand these things. Lamentations 3, 25 through 26, Psalms 37 and 7, Romans 8 and 28, Jeremiah 29 and 11, Proverbs 16 and 9. And last we did Isaiah 43, 18 through 19. Just remembering he can create that river in the desert for you, even when it doesn't seem like it. If you don't know why you should be trusting in the Lord, then or feeling like he's not there, you falling away and your faith is low, it doesn't matter. Listen, he's married to the backslider for those who are backsliding. That's why I'm saying it doesn't matter. As long as you repent, you can be that prodigal son slash daughter. Regardless of what, regardless of how, you just repent and ask him. If you've never met the Lord, then we invite you to the Lord right now. It's very simple, man. It's a sinner's prayer. And we said this in a few scriptures. You got to mean it with your heart. There's nobody around. There's no fancy lights except for the ones behind me and see. No, there's no organ that's playing. This is true call to salvation. And it's very simple. Just repeat after me. Lord, I'm a sinner and I need a savior. I believe you sent your son, Jesus, to die for me and for my sins. And he rose on the third day so that I may have everlasting life. Lord, I repent. I ask that you come into my heart and fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If I was talking too quick, rewind it. It'll be uploaded in a minute. For those who are listening, hey, welcome to the kingdom. First thing you need to do is find you a church home. And there's a church on almost every corner, and every church you go in ain't gonna be the one for you. But just like when you go to a restaurant and it's trash, you go to the next one and you still eating. So find you a church where you can grow, plug in, get community. Don't just be in there incognito, often not saying nothing. Be around other believers, because if you do the whole solo act, the moment you go through something, you're not gonna have community to help build you up and check on you and pray with you when you're going through those things. When you go to the church, it's not going to be perfect. You're going to find a lot of imperfect people because that's what we need. We need a healer. And that's what Jesus is. That's why we say, welcome to the kingdom. Get you a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, physical Bible, get the Bible out. And when you're reading it, go find your plan. But whenever you start reading your plan, make sure you download it. Don't just put it on the phone. Download it. When you read your plan, put your phone on airplane mode. You don't want no distractions, because the moment you do it, boom. And then you go into the rabbit hole of trying to see what this next story is, as opposed to getting into your word. Welcome to the kingdom.
Amen.
Everything is not going to be gravy. I'm going to let you know that right now. As a matter of fact, it's the fight of your life, because now you're an enemy to the devil. And he's going to do everything he possibly can. Accuse you. See, I thought you're supposed to be saved. Family might not think you white man faith. Whatever the case may be, make sure you hold on. And remember that God is with you, and he'll never leave you nor forsake you.
And as the title said, man, you have been appointed for such a time as this. God chose for you to be born at this time. He allowed you to come into his kingdom. You know, if you just chose God today, if you received that offer that Rob gave, but greater the Holy Spirit gave through my brother Rob, then you were chosen and birthed for such a time as this. Don't ever feel like God, we said a lot of scriptures tonight, where God won't leave or forsake you. He's not left you. He's not forsaken you. He is with you. He will always be with you from this day point on, from this day until you see him after you pass. You know what I'm saying? So God will always be with you, man. And just be encouraged. You know, Rob talked about, you know, find your church home, get involved, and read your Bible. Learn of God. Learn of him. You know, get to know him.
I think that's it, man. I don't have nothing else. I appreciate everybody sliding through.
Yes, sir.
I hope y'all got something out of this. If so, glory be to God. If y'all don't write this down, again, go back. If we was moving too fast, I know sometimes we talk fast and we may make a joke and it throw off, but go back, get the scriptures, go in and read it for yourself. I know you saw it on the screen. The purpose of us putting the stuff on the screen so you won't say Rob and C said. No, thus saith the word, thus saith the Lord. This ain't, you know, this ain't what we saying. We just reading the word, and that's why it's so important that we put it on the screen up there for you.
Amen. All right, man. Listen, thank y'all so much, like Rob said, for tuning in for another Bible study. We had a good time. Thank the Lord for God using my brother and using me. And if you see this now or see this later, Jesus loves you. If you didn't say this by altar, you didn't hear this altar call or invitation to come to Jesus earlier, just know Jesus loves you today. It don't matter what day it is, he loves you today. He's for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with another sports show. Be sure to tune in at 6 o'clock. We got lots to talk about, a lot of stuff going on, man. And, hey, we'll be honored if you would be a guest and slide back through with us. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Even if you don't like sports, man, come for the jokes. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy the jokes. You know what I'm saying? You'll get some good jokes. With that being said, man, I'm C. Micah.
I'm Robert Dean.
We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Thanks, man. Take whatever the... Everywhere, make them known. I wanna make some clones. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Modeling Christ alone. I take his name around everywhere I go. Every city, every town, I will make them known. His mission got me bound, trying to make some clones. Model Christ alone.